This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
All right, so still to come here tonight. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Also on the way, smuggling into Venezuela. There was an Ask Me Anything apparently on Reddit, Daryl, that you found, and you invited the guy to call in. We don't know if he's actually going to.
Correct.
But you've got his Ask Me Anything, and you're going to highlight some of that for us later on.
Yes.
In the show here tonight. While looking at the Washington Post story we read earlier about the bureaucrat in Montana who quit his job over rather than actually assist the federal government in a subpoena and gathering information against people that they might be deporting, there was another headline over that caught my attention. Donald Trump apparently has weighed in on his opinion about what he would do if he were the officer, if he were just Donald Trump.
He would get a draft deferment and never have joined the Broward County Sheriff's Department?
Well, he claims that he would have rushed into the Florida high school during the mass shooting, unlike the officer.
I have a hard time imagining Donald Trump rushing anywhere.
So apparently there's audio of this.
So that they're less vulnerable to attack. This includes allowing well-trained and certified school personnel to carry concealed firearm. At some point, you need volume. Now, I don't know that a school is going to be able to hire 100 security guards that are armed. Plus,
100 security guards. I don't know how many prisons actually have 100 security guards or prison guards at one time on shift.
Yeah.
You know, I got to watch some deputy sheriffs performing this weekend. They weren't exactly Medal of Honor winners. All right. The way they performed was frankly disgusting.
I don't know that I'd say they performed.
Well,
good or bad.
Around.
Well, hiding behind a car for 4 to 6 minutes while a 17-year-old shoots people, you know, it's doing something. It's not what they were hired to do.
I mean, in like the physics sense, it's doing something.
They were existing. They were existing.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well,
is technically something.
But like, they weren't performing the job poorly. They were just not performing the job at all.
Well, no, I mean, the job, it depends on who you ask, right?
Officer safety.
Right. We had one cop call over the weekend who claimed that they're training their officers to go into these things. But we've also seen cops claim at previous school shootings that officer safety is paramount, and we need to have the officers make sure they're safe before they go in.
Yes.
So I don't know who to believe on that one.
They were listening to what was going on. The one in particular, he was early. Then you had three others that probably a similar deal a little bit later, but a similar kind of a thing.
Huh?
You know, I really believe, you don't know until you test it, but I think I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon. And I think most of the people in this room would have done that too.
And he's talking to governors, apparently, according to the story here. That's who he was addressing.
You're really not worth anything without a weapon in that kind of scenario.
You could be a human shield.
But I mean, I will give him credit for pointing out, like, you really don't know what you're going to do until...
Yeah.
Until the moment hits. Yeah, so, sure. Donald Trump thinks he would rush in to a mad shooter situation.
Without a weapon.
Without...
and do, I don't know what, without a weapon, but...
Grab him by the hoo-hoo?
Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. There really isn't much else to say about it. Just one of the funniest headlines that I've seen all day. You buy that? Does anybody actually buy that?
People that think Trump can't do anything wrong probably believe it.
This is the same dude who stole a house from an 85-year-old woman instead of just waiting for her to die.
Really?
And buying it from these, yeah.
Is that some sort of real estate deal he was
doing? Eminent domain.
Yeah, that was the eminent domain case.
Hmm.
Yeah. I need to buy and build a big giant casino and big buildings because I build things. Local government, what was it, Atlantic City, I think? Atlantic City, give me this land so I can build things and bring you more tax monies.
So if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, Melanie, you've got a story related to this school shooting. Where
it's not really related to this school shooting.
No, I thought it had to do with people being afraid of a square root symbol.
It does have to do with people being afraid of a square root symbol. So.
Well, that has to do with the fears of school shootings, right?
But not this particular one.
No, but in general.
It just happened to have happened about the same time.
Sure, but it's all tied in. It's all tied together because the fear is what's out there. This is the fear is what motivates people to believe that governments, and apparently Donald Trump, are going to save them in situations like this. So what happened?
So 6 days ago in Allen Parish in Louisiana, a kid was doing some math work, which I guess is a thing you're supposed to do at school. Mm-hmm. Apparently you can still get in trouble for it, which involved drawing a square root sign. And a couple of the other kids, because this was all young boys in a class of the age where they do square roots, I don't know exactly what grade that
is. Middle school?
Yeah, so a bunch of, you know, middle school boys got around and said, oh, that looks like a gun. One of the boys threatened someone with the square root sign, according to the school.
I don't even understand how that would happen. Did he pick up the piece of paper and shake it at someone?
Well, there was the story several years ago about one of the kids that he grabbed the little cardboard cutouts of the letters, and he grabbed the letter L and was playing cops
like
and robbers with the letter L and wound up getting suspended for violating the weapons policy at
Ridiculous.
School. Zero
tolerance,
yep. Which means zero common sense.
That's right.
Yeah, so he apparently didn't do anything physically because he made a verbal threat, which involved threatening someone with the
square root symbol.
So not even the actual renowned square root symbol. He apparently, according to the government, threatened someone with the conceptual symbol of the square root sign. So then the police were called by the teachers because that's how smart teachers are. They can't tell the difference between an actual gun and a square root sign written down on a piece of paper.
So here's something interesting. I found an article from another news source where it says another student made a comment on the likeness of the sign to a gun, and authorities then say the student being investigated made a comment that could be interpreted as a threat when taken out of context, but they don't say what the actual comment was.
He made a comment about the square root symbol. It either can be interpreted as a threat, or it's a comment about the square root symbol.
And
Those are mutually exclusive.
The sheriff's office says the student used extremely poor judgment in making the comment. What was the comment? If you're going to say he made poor judgment in the comment, tell us what the actual comment was.
It's crazy. I mean, look, I'm
so
glad
then they searched the kid's home.
What?
Yeah.
Where did this happen?
Allen Parish, Louisiana.
What part of the state is that?
They must have.
It's the not the southern part.
They must have had consent, right? I mean, because that's not. I mean, how could they possibly get any kind of legal warrant to search off of?
Well, a legal warrant and a warrant is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they have the CPS deal where they.
Plus, all you do is call up the judge. This kid made terroristic threats.
Yeah, they labeled it.
We need to go investigate and search his house to make sure doesn't have
whatever
guns.
This kid said about the square root symbol was classified as a terroristic threat.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. I mean, I'm glad that students they still have their imaginations, I guess. I mean, that's one of the nice sides. I'm trying to look on the bright side here, that somebody could possibly look at a square root symbol and think that looks like a gun. So good for them for having imagination. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I went to school.
Yeah, it doesn't look anything like a gun.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, it's quite a stretch.
But if you're like a 10-year-old boy, a stick looks like a gun. Like, it doesn't matter. But if you work with 10-year-old boys, you should know that and be like, maybe this square root sign that's written on this piece of paper is not, in fact, a pistol.
It's just, once again, zero tolerance gone absolutely... I mean, zero tolerance has always been insane, and just the longer it exists, the more insane the examples of its of it become. Does it say anything about what happened after the search?
Then they left because they realized they were stupid.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Get your kids out of these government schools. They are very dangerous places. If you don't want your kids taken away to some sort of government prison.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free by joining us. us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to join us that way, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us here. Also, you can call us on the Discord on-air call-in line. You can join our Discord and talk to other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, if you're thinking about cryptocurrencies, you're thinking about which ones to get involved in. There are a whole lot of choices out there, so what do you do?
Don't buy the Petro.
Well, apparently you can't. We'll get into that. You've got an interesting story about that on the way, Daryl. But you can absolutely get Zencash over and learn more about it over at zencash.com. It is a cryptocurrency that I think is interesting because it was actually founded by voluntarists, by people who care about freedom, by people who love liberty, peace, anonymity, and decentralization. That's what Zencash is about. And they've also got some of the best technology like zero-knowledge anonymity, as well as decentralized autonomous organizations. Take your time, do some research, check out Zencash. We think you're going to like it. You'll find out that they've got over 7,000 secure nodes, which makes Zencash one of the strongest blockchains on the planet right now. Their team members are almost to 50, whereas they started at 5. So there's people from all around the globe that have gotten involved in Zencash. In fact, it is a very international crypto because they've got wallets in multiple languages. So wherever you are, there may very well be a wallet that would suit you if you don't speak English. Check them out over at Zencash.com. They've got at least 6 exchanges. I think I heard they hit 7 recently, but you can get all the details over at Zencash.com. It's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio with you tonight. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We got Dale. He's in Seattle, Washington. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like to talk about a thing I've noticed through Free Talk Live lately.
Yeah.
Your co-host, Daryl.
Yeah, he's right here.
Pardon me, Daryl. I don't mean to be rude, but I would like to point out the fact that you seem to cut off people as they are talking in, ironically, a fashion that is not uniform to the Free Talk Live credence.
Okay, I don't know what you're referring to. Are you referring to...
Nor do I.
Are you referring to co-hosts? Are you referring to callers?
Yes, obviously callers.
It wasn't obvious. That's why
I
asked you.
Step on the toes of his boss there, would he?
Well, there are no bosses here. But,
oh, no, he doesn't get paid by anyone. No, no, that's not possible.
No, actually, there are no bosses here at Free Talk Live.
But there's no paychecks.
Nope, there's no paychecks.
There's no paychecks. You guys don't have advertisements.
We do have advertisements, but there are no paychecks.
You have advertisements. So what do the advertisers pay for?
They pay
and
for
whom
advertising.
Do they pay?
They pay for advertising, but let's not get into.
They
you know,
pay for
all
advertising,
those
but they would pay an individual or at least a corporate entity, correct?
No, there is no corporate entity here.
What's
right,
that
okay.
got to do with?
I apologize. An entity
okay.
that
okay.
would
you can jump to conclusions
the payment
if you want.
For said advertisement.
Huh?
Is there a place that would accept payment for advertisement?
Yeah, free
like I would
life.
Like to advertise the fact that. I walk dogs. On,
okay, cool. Well, you can contact
you know,
Mark at mark@freetalklive.com. He'd be happy to set you up with some advertising for that.
Oh, but what's that got to do with
and then where, how,
the
how does the,
point?
So,
if,
so payment,
let's get back to your original point here,
Dale. That's not the point.
Dale.
That's the original point. Is
so you don't like that some people get interrupted.
And much like you, cutting me off.
No, you haven't been cut off. You're right
so
here.
Daryl.
Yes, Daryl's right here.
Yeah,
he's
oh,
listening.
I'm sorry. There we go. I heard a little
no.
disruption.
I know you're paranoid that you're going to get cut off, but you have not been cut off yet. You haven't said the F
word.
No,
I'm not paranoid.
Something like that.
I am trying to express the point that I was actually listening to a Free Talk Live podcast recently
right.
where a man was trying to reiterate a point because, much like you, the person who hosts the show can't remember a fact or some story from 3 days ago, unless it suits your opinion.
Which host are you talking about? Are you still talking about Daryl?
Daryl cut off a person probably 3 days. I'm not actually not sure about which podcast it is. It's just
yeah.
every
well,
podcast
okay.
that Daryl's on.
All right. Well, not everybody's perfect. So you found
except for right now, you know. So you're going to go ahead and use that.
Well, you're rambling now, so I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold and interrupt you, which I do.
I wonder if he's talking about the guy from New Jersey or Philly that keeps calling in to promote his YouTube channel about rambling stuff.
Well, look,
as soon as he starts spelling his name, we know exactly who he is.
And he's been warned because I've warned him before, and he's called back since he got off his ban, and I told you about it, Daryl.
The last time he called in, which I believe was Thursday night, and he started
that thing. The last time you
put him on hold,
yeah.
And I did. Mention you've been warned about this before,
right? So did you ban him again?
I believe I did.
Okay, because if not, if he calls back, I will ban him again because he's not supposed to be doing that. But look, Dale, part and parcel of running a talk show is that sometimes you have to interrupt somebody. Now, I haven't noticed that Daryl's any better or worse at interrupting than any other host. Honestly, I think that everybody has to do it at some point because sometimes you have callers that are just going to ramble on, and if you want to have a talk show that is entertaining, you can't just allow a caller to just have a platform for rambling with no particular point.
You also can't let people just call in and advertise their products for free because then no one would buy advertising.
Right, exactly. So, Dale, I'm sorry that it hurts you to hear that happening, but that's just kind of how talk radio works.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the lady there. I apologize. And
you didn't interrupt
no,
her.
No, it was a character I was trying to play, to be honest.
We had you on hold. We didn't hear a word you said.
So what is true of what I said is, actually, as a Free Talk Live listener of a long time, I'm sorry, you guys might have heard of Mega Bowser before.
No.
Or something like that.
Is that a Mario Brothers character?
Could be.
I got on a whole, YouTube, rabbit hole the other day, and I saw the way the guy was talking. I thought it was pretty funny.
Which guy was talking?
Daryl, to be honest.
You're a little bit jumpy here. You said you got on YouTube, you saw a way a guy was talking. You're kind of losing me here, dude. What are you trying to say?
No. I'm saying that was the character I was playing to try.
Okay, let's hear from Dale, the real guy. What does Dale, the real guy, have to say?
Actual point that I'm trying to express. I apologize.
Stop apologizing.
Are you high right now?
Just point out. Just say what you want to say. All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight. I tried. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE.
He did call in from Washington, right?
He did. Are you suggesting that means something?
It's not like it's difficult to get weed everywhere else.
I mean, he sounded like he was fairly high.
I don't know about that. It just sounded like people get nervous.
He was disjointed, definitely.
People get nervous. I mean, it's a nerve-wracking thing calling a radio show. I still get nervous when I call talk radio shows.
True.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Look, if you feel like you're being interrupted, you feel like that's wrong, then, mention something. Like, hey, give me a moment to talk, and most of the time we'll back down for a moment. But if you're boring and you're rambling, we're going to have to interrupt you. Sorry.
Or if you're a chronic caller and you keep repeating yourself.
That's just how it works. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And sometimes we interrupt each other on the show, because sometimes you've got to hit a point in, and it's just the way things go. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's getting closer and closer to tax day for those of you who are into that sort of thing. And Melanie can help you out. She is a professional accountant, and she's got a tax service that will assist you with filing taxes and getting back as much money as you possibly can, because she's an anarchist and she hates the state. She's going to take that hatred, that pure, awful hatred that she has boiling within her, and she's going to use that to motivate her to find you the best deal. Melanie, how's things going with you so far this year with people contacting you? Do you have any room for new clients? I mean, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. It's a lot better than I expected for kind of the first year.
Yeah.
Or the first year redoing it anyway. Definitely got plenty of room. I kind of expect a lot of people to come in April, but if you come now, I'll get it done sooner.
Okay.
Probably.
That means you get the return sooner, right? Or the refund or whatever?
In theory.
Right.
We can't ever promise what they're going to do on the IRS end, but... Yeah, and then definitely throughout the year have time for a lot of bookkeeping clients so that you can be prepared for kind of tax planning. Like, okay, this is how you can move stuff to get robbed the least.
And you know all of those things. You know a lot of the secrets, things that people just don't know. The average folks who are filing taxes, you're not professionals. You don't know the ins and the outs of the system. Melanie does, and she can help you with that. Go to her over at tax.freetalklive.com and get in touch. That'll actually take you right to Melanie's website, tax.freetalklive.com. Now's a good time to reach out, or you can procrastinate, and she'll help you out later as well.
Yes.
All right. So once again, that's tax.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, just saw a headline over at Drudge Report about Michael Savage. Now, for people that don't know the name Michael Savage, who is he?
He's kind of competition.
He used to be direct competition. Now he's
right. That's why
not,
I said kind of. His live day part is different, but some of the stations still delay broadcast to the time slot. Right. He used to be
a talk show host.
Talk show host, super conservative. His tagline, I believe, is still borders, language, culture. I know that's what it was many years ago. He very briefly had a show on, was it MSNBC that he had the show on back like 15 years ago that lasted very briefly?
Really?
Where he wore like a bomber jacket sort of thing.
Hmm. Yeah. Never saw that. But he is a terrible man who is an advocate of closing the borders, and apparently now he's talking about running for the U.S. Senate.
In California?
In California. Headline here from Breitbart. As Michael Savage contemplates a run for the U.S. Senate in California, the radio star Monday unveiled, that's today, a platform of borders, language, and culture. In an email to Breitbart News, Savage outlined his plan for the Golden State if he decides to jump into the race. Point number one, he says he wants to seal the borders and build the wall like a citadel, as well as deport illegal aliens.
Yeah, that's not going to really go over very well in California that just became a sanctuary state.
Really? What happened there?
They passed something at the state level prohibiting local law enforcement from cooperating with the feds if the feds don't have warrants.
Excellent.
Yes.
Glad.
So it doesn't go far enough, and it doesn't actually do what most people think when they hear the term
sanctuary state.
But I think, you know, prohibiting local law enforcement from cooperating with feds when feds don't have warrants is a good thing.
We'll continue here with more of Savage's campaign platform, if he's going to run, which he has not yet really said he's going to. And what that could mean if he actually does. I think it would be great news if he did, and I'll explain
why.
The
filing deadline is March 9th, so he has to decide fairly quickly. The primary is June 5th, and California has the thing they call the top two, meaning that only the top two candidates that wind up coming in one or two in the primary, regardless of political party, are the two candidates on the general election ballot. Most likely it's going to be two Democrats, and that's it.
Let's talk to Vernon in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
So that previous caller that seemed a little high, I was going to follow up with maybe what he was trying to articulate. And so, Darryl, I think maybe what he was trying to say is that you come off sometimes condescending. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's great for talk radio. I'm just saying maybe it offends people occasionally. And maybe also you come off as a know-it-all. But I
well, Darryl does know-it-all on certain topics.
He does know it all.
He really does.
No, really. He's the keeper of all these minuscule facts and you know, different things. But maybe that's just what he was trying to say in his own weird way.
I don't think that's what he was trying to say. He was upset about being interrupted or having some other caller being interrupted, and, of course, he wasn't specifying which one. So he's making it sound like Darryl just has a habit of interrupting, which, you know, maybe he does. I don't know. I've never noticed it myself, more or less than any other host, because it's sort of part and parcel of hosting talk radio is you have to keep the conversation going.
Yes.
And that can mean stopping down and asking a question to clarify, because I'll interrupt somebody, for instance, if I don't understand what's being said. Like, well, hold on, are you saying this? You know, I like to ask questions to clarify to make sure that I'm understanding, because I don't want to ever pretend like that I do know what somebody's saying if I don't. I want it to be known that, hey, wait, no, I missed that. What? Can you restate that or whatever? or I'll try to restate a thing in my own words to see if I've actually correctly understood the caller, which is a good, that's a sign of a good listener in that particular case. Now, again, I'm not saying that's what Daryl did or didn't do, because, again, we don't have the example of what
right.
He
didn't,
to.
You know, specify a day or a caller or whatever, just that I did a thing.
And, you know, the whole condescending claim, I'm sorry, I just, I don't understand that either. I don't feel like somebody on this show believes they're better than anybody else, because ultimately that's
I think Mark would disagree, because Mark would say that he believes
true.
He's better than
okay.
other people.
I guess I meant
Mark
on this show
also
today.
Doesn't claim to be an anarchist, so.
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, you're talking... I thought you were going to say, because we're all...
No, I wasn't going to say anything about that. I was saying that condescension. I've been accused of it before as well, and I think the suggestion there is that a person who's condescending believes they are better. They believe they know more or whatever, and I'm just a human. I'm you know, full of mistakes, and we all make mistakes, and... Anyway,
some people would disagree that you're a human. Mark would disagree
that you're a human. Yeah.
You're a friendly alien
That's
trying
cute.
To understand human culture.
Anyway, Vernon, go ahead, though, if you've got more to say.
He did raise an interesting issue, and I was just curious, without going into too much detail that you're uncomfortable with, just curious about the financial structure of Free Talk Live. From what I understand, it's an outreach of the Free Shire Free Church.
Yeah,
if
that's
I
correct.
Said that correct. Okay, and so the pastors or the reverends, I'm sorry, I forget what you all have titled yourselves, sharing the donations, which is via the advertisements, correct?
So the church, Shire Free Church, runs Free Talk Live, and so revenue from Free Talk Live goes into the Shire Free Church. It's pretty simple.
Okay. And then he had raised the issue of pay, and you had said there's no paycheck. So really,
there's no paychecks, but Daryl does get a little bit of money in cash for performing his affiliate relations duties for Free Talk Live, which has more to do with the AMP program than it does advertising. So the AMP program pays for advertising, marketing, promoting Free Talk Live. Daryl, one of his responsibilities is contacting radio stations, and so he gets a small portion of the AMP money that comes in every single month for that. And again, there is no paycheck. No one has ever received a paycheck as a there's no employee, first of all, of Free Talk Live, and there never has been.
All right, great. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Vernon. And there's never been the guy jumped to the conclusion figuring, well, there's a corporation. Nope, there's never been a Free Talk Live corporation, ever. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's a bank account that has a DBA on it, but that's not the same thing as a corporation.
Not a corporation.
Nope. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free, join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want, and you can also call us on our on-air call-in line on Discord over at discord.lrn.fm, where the chat room is hopping with people hanging out there sometimes before, during, and even after the show over at discord.lrn.fm. And we did mention the AMP program just a moment ago when we were talking about kind of the behind-the-scenes money situation with Free Talk Live. Somebody called
in. That makes for great radio.
Somebody called in. They wanted to know.
Yeah, we make like $3 million an hour. That's how we're able to have this job.
No, Boulevard Fuerte.
There you go. What would that break down to? 3 million Boulevard Fuerte right now. What was it? 250,000 to one U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
So that's, let's see, $4 for. So that's like, yeah, that'd be, you know, 12 bucks an hour, something like that.
You still can't live off that with like the. We're not on the radio 40 hours a week. I mean, this is not. It's not even a sensible allegation.
So let's see, AMP program, you want to help us out, you want to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. We've got 179 broadcast AM FM licensed radio stations across the United States, and we can have more. It just takes money, it takes resources, it takes the advertise, market, and promote program, amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go and get signed up there. You can use any major credit card as long as it's Visa and MasterCard. I hear that American Express works, but no one's ever tried it. I don't have one, so I can't possibly test it. If you've got one and you want to try, feel free and let us know if it's even a thing that you can do. I've heard that it's a thing, but Anyway.
It is a thing.
Yeah. Amp.freetalklive.com. You can definitely use Bitcoin Core, and people might actually be willing to do that now that the fees are down. And then also PayPal. So you can go and get signed up. You can help us get on more radio stations by effectively marketing and promoting Free Talk Live to those stations. And you can see some of the perks you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the same commercial load that our regular podcast does. And also there's other amp perks, like the amp-only chat rooms in our Discord and the amp-only Facebook group. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, where some people will be very happy to know that I did ban James Whittakind from the Amp Only Facebook group last night.
And you just mentioned him on these public airwaves, and he will not be happy about that.
Well, whatever. He's never happy.
He's not happy anyway, yeah, so what difference does it make?
Right. He's just not a happy man, which is his choice. And so for listeners that are unfamiliar, James is a man who has been calling this show for a number of years. He's always upset about something that we said to him at some point in the past, and he can't stop rehashing the past. And I think he was one of the first people to be banned from Free Talk Live. I think Dave from New York was first, but then James Whittakind was the second person, I think, ultimately to be banned from Free Talk Live. Always temporary bans, you know, right. Let the bans expire, because I just don't like the idea of, you know, not giving somebody a second chance. And,
or a third, or a fourth.
Right. And so he's threatened people on the air. He's threatened people off the air, hosts of the show, mostly Mark. But he's threatened some of the rest of us as well. And, like, it doesn't bother
me.
And
when I went to Arizona last year, he, you know.
Didn't you try to, like, fight him or something?
No, he made some kind of veiled threat of, if you show up in Phoenix, you'll be sorry.
You told him where and when, though, you were going to show up, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, like, you were ready to go.
I'm staying at this hotel, and I'm going to be at this event.
Right. Didn't you tell him when you were getting off the plane or something like that?
Probably. Yeah. No, that way nobody could say, like, oh, Daryl's a coward, and here's my itinerary for the event.
But he didn't show up.
Right. I never saw him.
And so he's, you know, he's threatened people who are hosts of the show. And then a few months ago, several months maybe at this point, he joined the Free Talk Live AMP program. Which was a surprise, right? Like, because he hates
the
show.
No, it wasn't. You might hate somebody $5 a month worth.
Well, yes, apparently you might. I mean, it was a surprise to me. I didn't expect it to happen. And rather than reject his AMP money, which some people would have wanted me to do, I accepted it, and I gave him the perks as an amplifier would receive, which included getting him into the Free Talk Live AMP forum or the AMP group on Facebook.
Yep.
Where there was some discussion, I think, in advance about that as to whether or not we should let James in. And, of course, I'm of the mindset of, he's paying. He should get in. You know, if you don't like it, just block him, right? Because you know what you're going to get with James. You know you're going to get an angry man who is going to, you know, have arguments with you.
He is the complete opposite of a box of chocolates.
Meaning you don't know what you're going to get with a box of chocolates.
Right.
Right.
Mama says life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going
to
get.
But you do know you're getting chocolate usually when it comes to the box of chocolates. Just,
most of them are labeled now anyway.
Do they really? That's so, I don't know, is that?
I don't think I've ever bought one that wasn't labeled. You want to know what you want to eat.
Well, the old boxes, I think the labeling was on the bottom.
Really?
Where now you open the lid and it's on the inside of the lid.
Cool. Yeah. So anyway, James, you know, was allowed into that group, and as you should have expected, he got into online internet fights with people in the group who, some of them were genuinely trying to get through to him. They were trying to have a humane conversation with him, to try to get him to understand the error of his angry ways. And of course,
which is not really a thing that you can do.
No, of course, it didn't work at all, and it just, you know, resulted in him issuing threats to our listeners and to the other listeners. And apparently, I guess they got tired of it. And Mark is you know, obviously tired of him threatening his family and so on and so forth. And so Mark put up a poll recently in that group and asked people what they thought should be done. And a large chunk of the population that voted to get rid of him. And, of course, my first objection was, well, you know, this would be asking me to do something unprecedented in this group, which is to say, to actually cancel someone's amp. I mean, people cancel their own amps all the time for various reasons. You know, they quit their job or get fired or something like that, and they don't have a lot of money, and so they got to cut back. And one of the things that they cut back is the amp program. So there's different reasons why people will leave the amp program. But I've never in the history, in the now 13-year history of the AMP program, because we started it in 2005, I've never canceled anybody's AMP. And so I feel like, well, if people don't want him in this group, and it seemed pretty clear that a lot of people didn't want him there, and you know, my original statement was, well, just block him. You know, if you don't like him, just block him.
Right.
And then somebody else said, a longtime supporter of the show said, well, he could just block him, but then he knows that he's still going to ruin other threads that he's on, and he won't be able to see how he's ruining the thread. And so it's just like, all
right,
well.
Right, and then threads just become disjointed because you see somebody's responding to something.
But you don't see the blocked person
right.
at that point. And so, you know, people said they didn't want him there, and I was like, well, you know, I don't want to cancel somebody's amp, but at the same time, if I'm going to remove somebody from the group, I feel like I have to go all the way and just cancel them, right? Because I can't advertise on the show, hey, you get access to these cool perks, and then remove one of the perks from somebody and say, we're going to keep taking your money. So I went ahead last night, removed him from the group. I issued him a refund for his most recent AMP payment, which came out on the 19th of this month. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that he couldn't complain, right? Like, oh, I already paid for my month. Well, here's your $5 back. So he's out of the group. His AMP's been canceled. He's been refunded his most recent payment. So he got all his perks up until that most recent one.
Yep.
And I feel like I removed him from the email list. So he's completely de-amped. I hope that makes people happy. I hope that that's the first and last time that something like that happens, to where somebody's so unpopular within the AMP community that they end up getting removed.
Well, it's not like people just didn't like him for no reason, or they didn't like him because they disagreed with whatever points he was making. He was there for the explicit purpose of trolling and threatening people and threatening the children of some of the people in the group.
Is that right?
Yes. So it's not like people were just being completely arbitrary. There was very good reasons for
that. So you support this?
Supports removing someone who's threatening 10-year-olds and only there to troll and not really engaging? Yeah.
Well, I don't care if somebody's just trolling, right? But, I mean, I guess the threatening thing, some people take that pretty seriously. I don't really take him seriously about it. It's like, whatever. He can say whatever he wants. It really doesn't bother me at all. The only reason I banned him from the phone lines in the studio here is because he kept calling during Vincent's show. Or, no, it was during Will's show, Call to Freedom, on LRN.FM. And we only have one phone line that's working in the studio at the moment. So he just kept calling and calling and calling and calling. And I said, look, you know, they'd already put him on the air and we're done with his call. And I said, look, James, I'm screening calls. And I said, look, you need to stop calling. You know, we need to make it so other people can call in. And I said, if you don't stop, then I'm going to have to ban you from, you know, being able to call in. We'll block your number. And he kept calling after that. So, you know, I gave him fair warning in that particular case. I feel like I've been more than fair in this whole
situation. Yeah, because he was interrupting the show just like he's interrupting.
Well, in that case, he wasn't interrupting the show. He wasn't getting on the air. We had already let him on the air, and I had told him, you need to get off the phone so other people can call in.
Right, he was interrupting the ability of the show.
Right.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.